You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The choir at Boise's Cathedral of the Rockies will soon be traveling to Europe to perform. Heading the trip is the cathedral's musical director, Paul Aitken. The performances will include the European debut of two of his works, one called Flanders Field, the other titled And None Shall Be Afraid. Paul is joining us live in studio to talk more. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So you leave Monday for Europe, but first tell me about who all is involved in the choir, because it's not just the Cathedral of the Rockies, correct?
Right. Several years ago, I began thinking about the fact that there's this piece that I'd written back in the late 90s, Flanders Fields, that I'd been inspired by the poem, John McCrae's poem, and but I'd never actually been to Flanders Fields proper, and so I connected with some good friends with Perform International, and we started to have conversations about a festival at Flanders and what it would be like to present a concert of peace there.
And so, fast forward to 2019.
That's right. So now we have more than 50 people going from the Boise area, and we will connect with a high school choir from Nashua, New Hampshire, and probably another 25 singers from the Kenai Peninsula in Alaska. And so we're all traveling there next week. We will convene for our first rehearsal next Thursday, so a week from tomorrow, and present a gala concert in Ghent on Sunday evening.
So for people who aren't aware of Flanders Field, talk mm-hmm. to me first about
sure.
what that is.
Sure.
And then the musical piece as well.
Sure, you bet. So the poem in Flanders Fields, penned by John McCrae, mm-hmm. Was simply a reaction to the atrocities of World War I. Mm-hmm. And what that it was his way of basically saying, you know, so many people have given their lives for what was taking place in World War I, and please don't forget us. Please don't forget the how we served and the sacrifice that was made. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of the process. By the end of the poem, the message that's relayed mm-hmm. to the listener.
What's it like for you to be able to perform this piece in this actual location?
I'm not sure I'll know until I get
yeah.
there. I really don't. The Flanders Fields is actually the piece that I became well known for around the U.S. and Canada especially. And I know that particular composition has been sung at Flanders probably several times, mm-hmm. And is used quite frequently around Veterans Day. My cantata for choir and orchestra, And None Shall Be Afraid, has not been presented in Europe, has had several singings here in the Boise area. Presented at Carnegie Hall in 2010, and has had and actually had the Alaska premiere this past mm. year as well, in preparation for this festival.
I'm talking with Boise's Cathedral of the Rockies musical director Paul Aitken. We're talking about the upcoming trip to Europe. So you mentioned the second piece, and
right.
None Shall Be Afraid. This is about acceptance and tolerance. So take
right.
me back to where you got this idea, why you decided to create this piece.
So I'm trying to remember whether it was late 2008. Dr. Jimmy Rock from Boise State and the Boise Philharmonic Master Chorale came and sat down with me for a conversation and said, can we commission you to write a piece that would be a companion piece for John Rutter's Mass for the Children? And I said, sure, you bet. So the similar forces, we tried to have similar orchestral and choral forces, mm-hmm. children's choir. And I don't think any of us realized the scope of what would come out of that conversation. I don't think that was his reality. But about 6 weeks later, I had I had five movements of this composition sketched out enough that we could sit down and actually play through it. And I think I was stunned by that. I think he was stunned by that. And then consequently, we've presented on several occasions. Mm-hmm. And the composition takes five different peace prayers from five different faith traditions.
Interesting.
And sort of just the goal being that we want to see what our similarities are.
Right.
What are our common goals for peace in each of these faith traditions, and how can we be better as a human race if we can simply understand that we have similar goals? Yes, we may pray differently. We may worship differently. We may do things differently, but the commonalities between us, which are basic human traits, are all the same.
You know what's interesting is you said you wrote this, though, in 2008.
Right.
Here we are.
Right.
11 years later.
Right.
And how prophetic those themes are.
Right. Right. And I do believe I was pretty heavily inspired by the events of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still sort of chewing on the events of 9/11 several years later. I had been to Israel in the meantime and had been affected by how, in as much as there are tensions in Israel, there is still this belief that they can coexist,
mm-hmm.
that faiths, the three primary faiths there can coexist in relative peace. And so that was sort of the impetus of the work. And it's actually one of the reasons why I went back to Israel this past January and began planning a peace event there for late 2021.
Well, so for those of us who can't go to Israel or Europe, will there be a time again where you will be performing these pieces?
You bet. You bet.
Here locally.
So there is now a plan to present this piece again at Cathedral of the Rockies on Friday, October 4th. I believe that's the correct date. And I'm also working towards pulling together a choir. Love to have some great Idaho support for an event next June 15th at Carnegie Hall.
Oh, how so lovely would that be?
We're going back and are taking as many singers as we can.
I love that. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, you're very, very welcome.
And best of luck on your tour in Europe next week. Our guest today, Paul Aitken, Boise's Cathedral of the Rockies musical director.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And I'd like to thank all of you for joining us today. I always do appreciate it. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Wednesday. A little bit warm out there, but, you know, it's almost officially summer. Get out there and enjoy it, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.